Hello, and welcome to Small Black Birds. I'm AJ, and in this episode, you will hear about an artist who travels to the farthest corners of the planet to witness the beauty and wonder of nature, and whose drawings help us find meaning in a changing world. Zuria Foreman has nothing against photography. On her expeditions to faraway places like Antarctica or Greenland, she takes hundreds of photos of glistening blue icebergs and choppy Arctic waters lapping against the frozen shores. But once she's back in her upstate New York studio, Foreman, whose art has been exhibited worldwide, transforms these images into something much more personal, creating hyper-realistic drawings of rugged landscapes that express her own visual experience of these formations. But Foreman's work is doing double duty. Along with presenting photorealistic pastels of these remote places, her drawings serve as a record of landscapes that are constantly changing, and in the case of icebergs and glaciers, disappearing from our planet as temperatures continue to rise. By exploring moments in nature both tranquil and turbulent, her drawings impart the urgency of the climate crisis and allow viewers to connect with a part of their world that they may never visit themselves.
You can write the word glacier and you can describe it, but if you see an image of a glacier, it's an experience. Coming back from that landscape, I just was left with this giant question of like, how do I do this landscape justice? It's so epic, it's so vast. I ideally want viewers to have an emotional reaction, and I mean, I think they do. That's one of the things that art does. More than words, more than a graph, more than a scary news report. So I'm trying to encourage people with positivity and hope. If you fall in love with something, you want to protect it. You want to do what's best for it.
On a family trip to Western Greenland in 2007, Zuria Foreman experienced her first glacier. The massive block of ice appeared to the recent art school graduate as a giant frozen island with countless icy peaks that rivaled New York City skyscrapers in size and stature. Along the edges, where wind had scoured these natural wonders clean of snow, the ice radiated a sapphire blue. As she and her family's motorboat circled the 40-mile-long Jacob Chavin Glacier, which famously birthed the iceberg that ultimately sank the Titanic, Foreman was close enough to hear waves crashing on its rocky coastline and the sound of air popping as it escaped from the cracks in the ice.
I grew up with a mom as an artist. She was a landscape photographer. And so every summer for about 1 month, we would travel somewhere fairly remote. We started just going to different places in the United States. And then when I was 10 or 11, we started leaving the country every year. So I feel very fortunate and lucky to have had those opportunities. And having them gave me this time and space for a month at least every year to soak up nature and be inspired by these really remote places.
The trip to Greenland opened Foreman's eyes to the breadth of the crisis unfolding around the planet. She met and spoke with locals, many of whom live within sight of a glacier and depend on the wild foods they hunt and fish. They described how the changing weather patterns and rising waters affect their daily lives, disrupting traditional fishing and farming practices that went back many generations. In places like Greenland, the existence of climate change isn't an issue to be debated, but a growing concern for people who have long relied on nature for their livelihoods.
I traveled to Greenland, and at the time, climate change was really not a topic of discussion here in the United States as it is today. I just didn't realize how huge of a crisis it was until I went there and met locals that live there who are dealing with it on a day-to-day basis and having to adapt their lifestyle because of the drastic changes that are happening. So I wanted to focus my work on those issues and started making ice drawings after that.
Producing pieces over 10 feet long, a single glacier drawing can take Foreman a month or more to complete. She stands or sits in front of a large board tacked to the wall, and using chalks in an array of shades of blues and whites, she sweeps her fingers and chalk across the paper to create water, cloud, and ice, the essential elements of her compositions. Using soft pastels, similar to charcoal but with color, She layers pigments onto the paper, making smudges with her fingers and palms to blend the shades of the repeating waves, like a pastry chef might sculpt frosting.
I am aware that, you know, most people can't access many of these really remote places that I draw. And so in a lot of ways, the environmental issues there might seem remote and disconnected from their lives. So that's one reason why I choose to work on such a large scale, to recreate the wonder of witnessing an iceberg or a glacier up close. So when I make these drawings, I'm trying to create immense images that are just overflowing with detail that draw you in and transport you.
5 years after her first trip to Greenland, Foreman returned to lead Chasing the Light, an expedition to document the island's rapidly changing landscape along its northwestern coast. She wished to retrace the 1869 journey of William Bradford, an American painter who set out to create art inspired by the region's dramatic geography. Bradford reached as far north as the 79th parallel, a marker lying mostly above Canada and Russia on a globe, and where there is almost 24 hours of light during the summer solstice, but was forced to turn back after the ice became too thick. Though Foreman tracked a similar route, years of rising temperatures have led to an Arctic region that is increasingly characterized less by ice and snow and more by open water and rain. This warming has cascading effects elsewhere, contributing to wildfires and playing a role in extreme weather around the world. And devastating events happen every day, on scales both global and personal.
The trip I took in Greenland was an expedition that my mom had conceived of. She had this idea to mirror an expedition that happened in 1869, which was the first art expedition to the Arctic. She thought, well, like, wouldn't it be fascinating to mirror that journey 150 years later with a group of artists and scholars just as they had done? And the trip was very much in its idea phase. She and I had been talking about it together for about a year, but nothing was actually planned. And that's when she was diagnosed with brain cancer and passed away pretty quickly 6 months later. But even during those months of her illness, she was still so dedicated to this trip and so obsessed with it. She wouldn't stop talking about it. She kept wanting to prepare for it. And she was just so gung-ho about it that really inspired me and made me realize I have to take this trip in her honor after she passes away. And having that purpose laid out in front of me after she passed away was not only something to really focus on and kind of pour my grief into and process my grief with, but also it felt like the right thing to do.
Continuing to tell the story of the polar melt, Foreman traveled to the Maldives, a nation of islands in the Indian Ocean that spans across the equator. The country is a hotspot for tourists who come to enjoy its gorgeous white beaches, turquoise sea, and colorful marine life. But with over 80% of its land area less than 1 meter above sea level, rising waters and temperatures threaten the island's fresh water supply and surrounding coral reefs. Foreman's drawings of the islands, created with soft pastels on paper, capture the different blue and green shades of the water and also the rising white crests of the ocean's waves. The mesmerizing color and different forms of illuminated water create dreamy, atmospheric scenes that transport viewers to the islands.
The melting glaciers in Greenland are one of the largest contributing factors to rising sea levels, which have already begun to drown some of our world's lowest-lying islands. 1 year after my trip to Greenland, I decided to fly to the Maldives, which is the lowest and flattest country in the entire world. And while I was there, I collected images and inspiration for a new body of work. Drawings of waves lapping along the coast of a nation, a whole nation, that could be entirely underwater within this century.
By traveling thousands of miles and capturing the beauty and fragility of our world in her drawings, Foreman has brought awareness to the real-life consequences of climate change. She deserves recognition for using her talents not only to provide viewers with a different perspective, but to invite them to feel a connection to places that they may never visit, but must not be forgotten.
I realized art was my passion, and it was just a part of me, and it made sense, and it felt really natural. And so when I started making the work about climate change specifically, it just felt like so aligned. It was like, oh God, yeah, this is what I need to be doing right now.
While most of the focus of this episode was on Foreman's work on rising sea waters, she is no one-hit wonder. Along with doing a project with NASA that took her to Antarctica, Foreman was among 60 artists invited by the secretive Banksy to create Dismal Land, a dystopian theme park making fun of, well, everything. Foreman was not at liberty to say what exactly she contributed to the massive but temporary exhibition, but ticket buyers were treated to a sculpture of a killer whale leaping out of a toilet, funeral-themed games and vendors, and a pond where visitors could steer model boats crammed with migrants. Do you want to hear more stories like this one? Let me know at smallblackbirdspodcast@gmail.com. Want to protect your right to protest? Go to rightsanddissent.org. Stay safe and talk with you soon.
Well, she went up to her room and she sang.
Trouble all my life.